Ciao. Just a quick note before we get started. We wanted to let you know that doors to our online Italian school are opening very soon.
We'd love to see you there. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more.
Last summer, we visited a tiny island just off the southwest coast of Italy. It was absolutely stunning. 4 square miles of turquoise sea views, with maritime pines and little lemon sorbet stalls on every corner. But there was one problem which almost ruined our day. So in this episode, we'll help you avoid the same fate when travelling in Italy. Ciao a tutti e benvenuti. Hi everyone and welcome to Learn Italian with Joy of Languages.
Hold on. Now we all want to know, what was the problem?
That tiny island we were on was Capri and 14,000 tourists had the same idea as us. So we spent the day weaving through streams of people in 36 degree heat. That's 96 degree Fahrenheit. And we saw 2 people faint, so it wasn't fun.
Yes, and that wasn't there, interestingly.
Strange.
Yes, how strange. We Italians are quite skilled at avoiding these kind of situations.
And that's what this episode is all about. We asked a few of our Italian teachers to share their favourite places. So think little laid-back piazzas, local specialities, and hearing people speak Italian all around you. So that next time, when you're in Italy, you can get away from the critical mass of tourists and explore alongside the locals. Before we get into it, we wanted to let you know that we're holding an Off the Beaten Path travel festival this January on the 12th and the 13th.
It's for members of our online Italian school and we'll be opening the doors in a few days. If you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description.
And before we hear from our teachers, we wanted to let you know our hidden gem, because it's related to Capri. And we actually do love Capri, by the way. It's absolutely stunning.
But it's much better off season. And there is another really nice island close to Capri called Procida.
Everyone goes to Capri because it's the famous one, but Procida is really lovely. There are beaches, colourful houses, fish restaurants where you can eat all the fresh catches overlooking the beach. So we usually prefer to go there because it's a bit less touristy and a lot less expensive.
But shh, don't tell everyone. Now let's hear our teacher's favourite too. Please remember to keep them to yourself.
We'll hear everything in Italian and then break it down line by line. We're not going to be going into quite as much detail as usual, because often when it comes to listening, the most important thing is to focus on the gist so that you can get the main message. So let's start with Irene, who's from Sicily, and try to focus on the keywords as she speaks.
Ciao, sono Irene. Il mio posto preferito è Favignana. È un'isola vicino alla mia città, Marsala. In Sicilia. Il mare è stupendo, il paese è molto vivace e ci sono ristoranti buonissimi. Se vai a Favignana, devi assolutamente fare l'aperitivo al tramonto con vista mare e devi mangiare le panelle. Delle frittelle di farina di ceci.
So, Irene said...
Ciao, sono Irene.
Hi, I'm Irene. You can think of this name as the Italian version of Irene, if that helps. Irene.
Il mio posto preferito è Favignana.
My favorite place is Favignana.
Un'isola.
An island.
Vicino alla mia città.
Close to my city.
Marsala, in Sicilia.
Marsala, in Sicily.
Il mare è stupendo.
The sea is stupendous. We use this word a lot more in Italian compared to in English. Stupendo.
Il paese.
The town. And interestingly, this is the same word as country. we can nearly always tell the difference from the context of the conversation. Here, il paese means the town.
È molto vivace.
Is very lively.
E ci sono ristoranti buonissimi.
And there are great restaurants.
Se vai a Favignana,
if you go to Favignana,
devi assolutamente,
you absolutely have to,
fare l'aperitivo.
Have an aperitivo. Literally, do the aperitivo. This is a lovely relaxing drink before dinner.
Al tramonto.
At sunset.
Con vista mare.
With sea views.
E devi mangiare le panelle.
And you have to eat the panelle.
Delle frittelle di farina di ceci.
Fritters made from chickpea flour. And we've spoken about these before on the podcast, le panelle, chickpea fritters. I talk about them so much that when my friend got married in Sicily, he added them to the buffet just for me.
When we think of you, we always think of food.
Grazie. Let's hear Irene one more time.
Ciao, sono Irene. Il mio posto preferito è Favignana. È un'isola vicino alla mia città, Marsala, in Sicilia. Il mare è stupendo. Il paese è molto vivace e ci sono ristoranti buonissimi. Se vai a Favignana, devi assolutamente fare l'aperitivo al tramonto con vista mare e devi mangiare le panelle, delle frittelle di farina di ceci.
So now we all want to go to Favignana. But we have two more places. Let's hear from our teacher Stefano, who's from Milan but loves to visit Tuscany.
Ciao, sono Stefano. Il mio posto preferito è Pienza in Toscana. Mi piace perché è una città piccola e tranquilla su una collina. C'è un centro storico bellissimo e una vista stupenda sul paesaggio tutto intorno, tipicamente toscano. In più, il cibo è buonissimo. Se vai a Pienza, ti consiglio il formaggio pecorino e i pici, un tipo di pasta lunga fatta a mano.
Stefano said.
Ciao, sono Stefano.
Hi, I'm Stefano.
Il mio posto preferito è Pienza.
My favorite place is Pienza.
In Toscana.
In Tuscany.
Mi piace perché...
I like it because...
È una città piccola e tranquilla.
It's a small and tranquil city.
Su una collina.
On a hill.
C'è un centro storico bellissimo.
There's a beautiful historic center.
E una vista stupenda.
And a stupendous view. And here's that word stupenda again. This time ending in a, because we're talking about la vista, the view.
Sul paesaggio.
Of the scenery, literally on the scenery.
Tutto intorno.
All around.
Tipicamente toscano.
Typically toscano, which means from Tuscany.
In più, il cibo è buonissimo.
What's more, the food is delicious.
Se vai a Pienza,
if you go to Pienza,
ti consiglio il formaggio pecorino.
I recommend the pecorino cheese.
E i pici.
And the pici.
Un tipo di pasta lunga.
A type of long pasta.
Fatta a mano.
Made by hand.
Let's hear that again.
Ciao, sono Stefano. Il mio posto preferito è Pienza in Toscana. Mi piace perché è una città piccola e tranquilla su una collina. C'è un centro storico bellissimo e una vista stupenda sul paesaggio tutto intorno, tipicamente toscano. In più, il cibo è buonissimo. Se vai a Pienza, ti consiglio il formaggio pecorino e i pici, un tipo di pasta lunga fatta a mano.
And our teacher Anna Luna has a place to share too. She's from the Veneto region and has a lovely insider tip for somewhere to visit near Venice.
Ciao, sono Anna Luna e il mio posto preferito è Caorle perché c'è il mare e una spiaggia molto grande. C'è anche un paesino con tante case colorate e tanti ristoranti dove puoi mangiare ottimi piatti di pesce. Se vai a Caorle, devi assolutamente provare i calamari fritti. Puoi mangiarli mentre fai una passeggiata. Ciao!
Ciao, sono Anna Luna.
Hi, I'm Anna Luna.
Il mio posto preferito
My favorite place
è Caorle.
is Caorle. That's tricky to pronounce.
Caorle.
Caorle.
Caorle. Perché c'è il mare?
Because there is the sea
E una spiaggia molto grande.
and a very big beach.
C'è anche
There is also
un paesino.
a village or little town. And notice that it's like paese, town from before, but this time with ino at the end, which makes it little, paesino.
Con tante case colorate.
With lots of colorful houses.
E tanti ristoranti dove
And lots of restaurants.
puoi mangiare
Where you can eat.
ottimi piatti di pesce.
Great fish dishes.
Se vai a Caorle,
If you go to Caorle,
devi assolutamente
you absolutely have to
provare i calamari fritti.
try the fried calamari.
Puoi mangiarli
You can eat them
mentre fai una passeggiata.
while you go for a walk, literally do a walk. Let's listen to Anna Luna again.
Ciao, sono Anna Luna e il mio posto preferito è Caorle perché c'è il mare e una spiaggia molto grande. C'è anche un paesino con tante case colorate e tanti ristoranti dove puoi mangiare ottimi piatti di pesce. Se vai a Caorle, devi assolutamente provare i calamari fritti. Puoi mangiarli mentre fai una passeggiata. Ciao!
So we had Favignana, an island just off the west coast of Sicily, Pienza, on top of a hill in Tuscany, and Caorle, a coastal town in Venice. Which would you choose?
I don't know. They're all good. But all I know now is that I want to go to all the places and eat all the things. So we'd like to say a big thank you to Irene, Stefano, and Anna Luna for sharing their favourite places with us. And that brings me to our Italian Travel Festival in January on the 12th and the 13th. Our teachers will share lots more insider tips like these, with a focus on learning the Italian you'll need to enjoy your trip to the fullest. Beginners can learn useful words and phrases, while higher levels can attend workshops completely in Italian.
And I will be doing a live cooking class where I will show everyone how to make torta alla caprese, caprese cake. Caprese is a cake that's very popular in my region, Napoli, Naples, and the surrounding areas.
It's called caprese because it's from that island just off Naples, Capri.
Yes, I show you how to make it from home so you can enjoy the cake without the crowds. It's always really good fun to get together and cook together.
And as we mentioned at the beginning, this event is a bonus for members of our online Italian school. So if you think you might like to join us, click the link in the description to find out more. And whether you decide to join us or not, we hope this episode has given you plenty of ideas so you can go exploring next time you're in Italy.
See you soon. Or as we say in Italian, a presto.